Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is Ash coming at you for another Daily Aspire call. Awesome. Hey, I've got a great treat for you today. You know what? We're going to talk about how you were growing up and where you are right now. You know, you remember when we were young, we were taught that, you know, growing up is probably one of the most important things we could do in our lives. You have no choice. But we were taught that you were never really taught about how to become an entrepreneur. You were taught that going to school, get a good education, get a good job, and things will be all right, right? Well, that was the case about 40, 50 years ago when corporate America, when you got a good job, you probably stayed there for 30, 40 years. But recently, the last 15, 20 years, as you can see with the economy, you're going to change your careers. In fact, they've stated that an average of 5 times your career is going to change between the time you're 20 and between the time you're 65, in some cases more than 5 times. So when you go and learn all the things in school about knowledge and everything, getting a degree and everything, there's a good chance you're probably going to be changing careers over the life of your career here. So what we need to do is understand that being in business and having a job, it's like night and day, and you can see that on one of the steps we teach, actually on step 3, you talk about the cash flow quadrant. Most of you heard of that. And I'm going to break it down for you even more and show you some key points in cash flow quadrant that really are not even in that step, but I'm going to open it up for you in a little more detail. You know, while you may know that we've been conditioned that with limiting beliefs from a very young age, let me prove to you that by asking you this, if you want to become a lawyer, okay, what would you need to do? To enter into these kinds of fields, we know that we need to do is additional schooling. It's called specialized knowledge. Okay, we have to go there and get a degree. And not only that, you have to get more information, learn more about the product, more about the education or the career that you want to get into. That's going to help you escalate to that next level. But what would you do if you want to become a millionaire or an entrepreneur, at least financially free? Where you weren't really taught that. I mean, how do you actually find a course in university that really does that? I still haven't found it yet. So the key thing here in that book they talk about is that what would you need to do to become a millionaire? How would you become that entrepreneur? Well, first of all, you got to know where you stand, okay? And I've been doing this for a number of years and actually found out that many people, it's just the way they're wired. They think differently. We've had thousands of people go through our lives, and even in seminars that we've been involved in, where always the interesting thing to me is that I get two set of people who both start in this industry with very similar circumstances, okay, who end up totally different. Okay, one of them goes to what I call the school of hard knocks, okay, and therefore they learn the ways of learning the old-fashioned way of learning how to start a business, and that's a difficult way, where they try to do everything themselves. And they figure that they know everything and they're going to do it all. And what happens? Most of the time, it's very difficult. Well, you see, to start a business, you need to start thinking like a business owner. You can't think like as if you're an employee anymore. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. Personal development is tied to your financial development. And you can take your mind and your business to that next level just by the way you think. Look at the cash flow quadrant for a second here. You'll see that in that book called Robert Kiyosaki talks about EBSI. E on the left side, which stands for employee. B on the right side stands for business. Underneath E stands for the small business. And I is, of course, the investor. So if you're not sure what I'm saying here, just go to step 3. You'll see it's in the downloads. You can see the chart. And let's break it down a little bit more on the left side and the right side. Here, if you look at the left side, the employee, what happens? They get offered a job. And in a job environment, you're actually trading time for money. Okay, most of you know that. But also one of the things you're not doing is you're not managing an income-generating assets that is not manageable. Okay, you are on the left side because of the fact the way you've been wired. So what do? You wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock for most of you, or 7 o'clock, drive through traffic, smelling somebody else's tailpipe, coming home at 5 or 6 in the evening, dead tired. And you do it over and over and over again. You live for the weekend, right? Friday comes and, you know, there's even a song out that we're living for the weekend. Everybody's living for the weekend. Loverboy sings that back in the 80s. But at any rate, people are focused on this type of lifestyle over and over again. And the 2 weeks that go by, the 2 days that go by are the weekends. And, you know, the funny thing is they call them the weekend. I don't have a weekend. Actually, I have 6 Saturdays and a Sunday. How would you like to live that kind of a lifestyle? 6 Saturdays and a Sunday. Every time I ask them, how was your weekend? 90% of the time, they tell me it was too short, which tells me that they're looking for is what? Freedom. Well, how is it that you're going to get freedom on the left side, being an employee? Very difficult. So what happens? You're getting paid by the hour or by a project, right? So what happens is that you get so ingrained in type of a thinking, back and forth, that you don't think outside of the box and you say, well, maybe this is all there is to life. Move down to the other quadrant beneath that, which is the S quadrant. Let's talk about that. This is the self-employed. This is the type of person who's a very hard worker, probably one of the best employees you can find. And just that's it. They're just employees. But the thing is, they've moved up the scale a little bit. Now they have a little bit of an asset that they're managing. But yet, guess what happens? If something happened to them or happened to their hand or they got injured, they cannot perform their business anymore. And therefore, the business dies when they die. So there's no exit strategy in place. The business is not self-containing. The thing that's missing in that equation is that the business has no systems. The business owner comes to work just like an employee does, 6 a.m, usually the first one actually. And let's just give an example of a contractor. They come in at 6 a.m, get the crews out, they delegate that. Then they physically go to the job site, make sure everything is working properly. Then they run around looking for money. They go through their past accounts collecting money. They have to do it themselves. Then they come back in the office, do a few estimates of their jobs. They're working on the operational side of the business now. Then they work on the administration side, making sure that the cash flow is in good place. They got the bills. They got the cash flow to pay their bills. So they're doing all of these things. They're juggling all these, you know, tables. And then they're going back and forth. So what happens is they become part of the business. In fact, I've seen many lives get destroyed because of this type of work, because their business becomes so much of a passion for them that they have to do everything themselves. It's the old saying is that if this job has to get it done right, I got to do it myself. You know, you can't delegate it. And this is the biggest problem that most entrepreneurs, they're entrepreneurs too. They're just a different type of entrepreneurs. Their way of thinking is that if it's got to be done, I got to do it myself. They're so attached to the business. And in fact, they're attached for the business from a technical standpoint, not from the business standpoint. Business standpoint meaning, for example, they don't really read spreadsheets or look at profit loss statements every day. In fact, they hardly even do, because I've seen that most entrepreneurs or business owners that get into a conventional business, they're working the technical part of the business. They're actually getting their hands dirty, fixing the car or going on the job site or installing a cable, whatever have you. That's what they get involved with every day. And so they're not managing the business side of it. In other words, learning about asset protection, learning about tax strategies, learning about how to motivate employees, how to hire good employees, how to keep employees for a longer period of time. Okay, retention. They're not learning about that stuff. This is the business side of the business that they don't have expertise on. Even the administration side, they do it themselves. Now, some of them, not going to say all of these, but this is majority, okay, of course, there's exceptions to every rule, have some kind of a system in place. In today's day and age, they have QuickBooks and Peachtree, what have you, and that's still somewhat advanced. However, they don't have good policies and procedures and systems in place where they can move away from the business, come in for 2 hours a day, in the morning maybe, or in the afternoon, just check on things, and then go off, do what you have to do. That business that I'm thinking about, you already probably know this, so why you're here, it's called an internet business. Internet is becoming so powerful now that more and more people are using the internet, even the conventional business owners, to, guess what, to automate their business. But the challenge is that with even that kind of business, since it's a conventional business, there's labor cost, there's overhead and material cost. That's all associated with a business in that left side. When you move to the right side, a real business, let me give you what is the real key ingredients of a business that would give you the lifestyle that you're looking for. A business that already has the product in place, that is in demand, that product, by the way. By the way, there's three main products or services that humans need in this planet. Number one is the industry of self-development, improve financially being self-developed, people looking to make more income for themselves. That's a big, big industry. People, because guess what? If you don't have any income coming in, you can't survive. It's going to be very difficult. You got to go live in a cave or hunt moose or something, you know, to live. So you need to make some kind of income. The job is only going to support you to pay the bills. It's not going to give you the freedom. So you have to move to the other side of the quadrant. People think that having a conventional business is the answer. It's just another job with more liability. which is the one we just finished talking about. So here's what's the liability here. You don't have to own the product. You have to control the product. And what is the product? It's already done for you. You see that's going to be happening to you in the next few steps. You're going to see it's this product that's already been proven to work, as we say. But the other thing that why some people don't still succeed in this, because guess what? They come in as mavericks, that they know how to structure the business better than what's already been proven to work. And they try different techniques. It doesn't work. And it's like sitting in front of a fireplace and saying, they look at the fireplace and say, hey, I want to see some heat first before I put some money into this fireplace. The fireplace looks at you and saying, what are you talking about? Or a farmer looking at the crops and saying, hey, ground, show me some corn first so that I can get the seeds and I can start planting them back in. Well, you got to go buy the seeds first. You got to go buy the soil first to put it on the ground. It just doesn't happen. It's got to develop. In fact, did you know that it doesn't take any effort to grow weeds? They happen all by themselves, and you don't have to do anything. You just sit back and lay back, and you'll see weeds growing in your lawn. But it takes effort to grow good grass, trees, things that will prosper you. It takes effort to do that. In fact, take a look at the plus sign and take a look at the minus sign. It takes twice as much effort to being positive than it is to be negative. Why is that? Because it's the way that's been designed. It should be that way, because if it was easier to be more positive than to be negative, there'll be more positive people in this world. Doesn't happen. So you have to stand out. You have to come out head and shoulders above everybody else by being more positive. That's why on the right-hand side, you'll see that the B quadrant is one of the best quadrants to me, because you have to have expectations. You cannot look at a business and look at the flaws in it. You have to look at the pros on it. Even the worst business in the world has some pluses in it. And if you take those pluses and you look at other businesses that have pluses in it and put them all together, learn from every experience, you're going to come out with a system that really does work. So that's what you see in this Aspire system, is that a system has been developed. We know it works because it's proven over again. But also it look at it this way. If you look at the math, when you get to the next set of steps, that will show you how this business breaks down. Now, also, the entrepreneur understands on the right-hand side that they are going to be working smart, because they know they're not the only the smartest people in the world. There's other people that are smarter than them. In fact, Henry Ford once said that he was being challenged by all these, by the media, and actually they were saying, hey, you know, what is the number of soldiers that came back that fought the British War? And he was saying, why are you asking me these questions? All I know is there's a lot less than the one out, because a lot of them got killed. Pretty logical answer. But he said, if you ask me any questions about the automobile, I have a set of buttons in front of me. And this is literally a quote from the book there, Napoleon Hill, if you want to read that. It's a highly recommended book, Think and Grow Rich. And he mentions that. And in this book, he talks about that when they were asked these questions about how much population in the world and all these questions, he says, I can find somebody by hitting these buttons and get that answer for you. I don't need to know all of this stuff. I have other people that do, and that's why I hired them to do that. This gives me time to do what I want to do, is to become creative and just live free. So this is why an entrepreneur understands that they have to delegate their expertise to somebody else, because they don't want to be involved in the liability equation. Because think about it, if you were running the business yourself and something happens to you and nobody else knows how to do your job, you don't really have a business, you have a job only, because then you have to be replaced. But in a business like this, you should be easily able to exit from it, and the system should be able to run on its own. That's one of the traits of a business. The other key traits of a business is that it's got to be having exponential growth. In the next few years, you will see that this business is going to grow so rapidly that you're going to say, if you're not going to join, that is, oh, geez, I wish I was there before. And the thing about it is that it's too late sometimes. It's not even too late, but it's not going to give you the results that you were looking for. Now, let's move to the bottom side of the quadrant, which is the investor. Investor, this is where you have to have this skill before you even join this company. Here's an analogy I always use. You know, when we do this training, and one of the biggest issues that we face that entrepreneurs have is finding the money, the cash flow. Look at it this way. Even if you don't build this business, I want you to start doing one little technique that's going to dramatically improve your bank account. Take 10% of your income and don't touch it. To whatever income you're making, whether it's from a lemonade stand or whether you own General Motors, take 10% of whatever your income is and act as if you never even saw it. Manage to live off the 90% of your income. whatever your expenses are, and you're going to say, geez, Ash, I'm already living at 120% of my income. Well, then we have a problem there. So you have to live below your means a little bit. And one of the, and I'm not saying go cheap, but I'm just saying to look at your costs, break down your biggest cost to your smallest cost, and look at what things you could take out and put it into the what I call the freedom tax on the right, on somewhere where you don't touch it. And what's going to happen is every time you accumulate 10% from your check, from your income that's coming in every 2 weeks or every day, whatever, as you build this reservoir of money, starts piling on, you will see that money attracts money. Your attitude changes, the way you look at things, and you have money now for opportunity, opportunity to build something. That's money that's secured away to use it on something that's going to bring you back more money, like a business or an investment. That's how entrepreneurs think. They always take 10% of whatever profit they make, and it's called predetermined profit. So even if you're expecting to make 10% profit or 50% profit or 90%, take an added profit, I call it the freedom tax profit, and move it off to the side and then manage to live. What's going to happen is, and you can actually do this up front the minute you get that, it's, and you can use it on a, like a 401k, but the problem with that is that you don't get to control the 401k, where the money is going and how much income it's going to bring back to you. So you have to be able to use it where you can use that money and put it into a business that's going to have growth, exponential growth. And that's how you always have cash flow in the bank. Even if you're in debt and you say, I've got $1,000 coming in, but I got $2,000 of bills. Yes, I know that. Act as if $900 came in. Use that $100, that additional 10%, and move it off to the side. You can still use that $900 to pay off your other bills. That's what I'm saying. Act as if profit was a bill. Think about it. If it was another bill, you'd always have money in the bank. So these are some of the techniques to improve your cash flow. You should always have money in the bank. And another thing is this. If you're in this business right now looking for ways to make money, and you don't have, let's say, 3 months of income, let's say if something happened to your job tomorrow and you couldn't make any income for the next 3 months, you have to have at least 3 months of income stored away. I would say 6 months even. But most people don't even have 3 months. So start looking at your pictures. Think of it this way. Because if you can't manage money and you have more money coming in, it's going to be more tougher. It's just like if you're used to lifting 5 pounds and then I load on you 50 pounds, you think you're going to lift that? I don't think so. So manage to lift what you can right now in a profitable way so that when more money comes in, you're going to have more money to invest into a business that's going to be even more profitable. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so let's try this out. I want you to go out and start saving some money every time a little bit comes in. Move it off to the side. You will always have money. Start thinking on the right-hand side as a business owner. Start thinking as a business owner that looks at systems, that does the work for them. And by the way, systems, what does it stand for? S-Y-S-T-E-M-S stands for save yourself time, energy, money soon. Hope you got that. Okay? Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.